Now after Abimelech died, Tola, the son of Pua, the son of Dodo, a man of Issachar, rose up to save Israel, and he lived in Shamir, in the hill country of Ephraim. He judged Israel for 23 years. Then he died and was buried in Shamir. After him, Jair the Gileadite rose up and judged Israel for 22 years. And he had 30 sons who rode on 30 donkeys. And they had 30 cities in the land of Gilead that are called Havoth Jair to this day. And Jair died and was buried in Kemon. Then the sons of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord. And they served the Baals and the Ashtaroth, the gods of Ammon, the gods of Sidon, the gods of Moab, the gods of the sons of Ammon, and the gods of the Philistines. So they abandoned the Lord and did not serve him, and the anger of the Lord burned against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of the sons of Ammon. And they afflicted and oppressed the sons of Israel that year. For 18 years they oppressed all the sons of Israel who were beyond the Jordan in Gilead, in the land of the Amorites. And the sons of Jordan to fight, also against Judah, Benjamin, and the house of Ephraim. So that Israel was in great difficulty. Then the sons of Israel cried out to the Lord, saying, "We have sinned against you, for indeed we have abandoned our God and served the Baals."
Sons of Israel said to the Lord, "We have sinned, do to us whatever seems good to you. Only please save us this day." So they removed the foreign gods from among them and served the Lord.
famine were summoned, and they camped in Gilead. And the sons of Israel gathered together and camped in Mizpah. And the people, the leaders of Gilead, said to one another, shall become head over all the inhabitants of Gilead.